Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're going to be talking about Christmas under communism. Nothing seems to have changed. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Of course, with Christmas, we're celebrating the birth. It wasn't actually born this time of year, but we celebrate, the world stops and celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. However, you know, many years ago, Ronald Reagan, before he became president, he warned that we must protect the freedom to worship him as these communist influences continue to infiltrate this nation.
Yes, he actually did about 1,000 radio programs before he became president of the United States in 1981. And one of those radio programs he addressed as Christmas Under Communism. He did a lot of radio programs regarding communism.
Those are classics, yeah.
But they're very classic, and this was a classic one as well. And this one was about Christmas Under Communism. And what he said is that he looked at the former Soviet Union and Ukraine and what happened to some of the songs when communism came into that area and took over the landscape. And so what happened here is, to suppress Christianity, leaders rewrote a beloved Christmas carol. The English translation of it is, "Joyous News Has Come to Us." And they transformed that Christmas carol into a secular song.
You know, it's kind of like you see the frog in the pot of water and it slowly turns up the heat. Well, this is what's happening in this situation. They slowly try to get you accustomed to communist principles.
Yeah, so here's the original words of that song. This is part of it. And you'll see how they actually rewrote it. So the original says, "The joyous news has come which never was before. Over a cave above a manger, a bright star has lit the world where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden."
And then they rewrote it to say, "The joyous news has come which never was before. A red star with five tails has brightly lit the world."
So there was nothing there about Jesus being born. And the star is turned into a red star with five tails,
which is communism. Yeah, communist symbol.
Then they rewrote it a second time. "Long-awaited star of freedom lit the skies in October, when formerly lived the kings and had the roots their nobles. There today, with simple folks, Lenin's glory hovers."
Which is so ironic, because there's nothing about freedom and communism that go together.
Well, it goes from this Christian song to censoring out Christ to actually replacing Christ with Lenin. So the original has Christ. The first rewrite removes Christ. The second rewrite actually adds Lenin. So eventually the Soviet Union banned Christmas altogether. St. Nicholas was replaced by Grandfather Frost, who delivered gifts on New Year's Eve. Christmas trees became New Year's trees. Christians, resisted that, but they were pushed by communism. Like in communist Romania, there was a pastor there who protested when December 25 was declared a work day. He was arrested, beaten, and imprisoned, and later died. Ukrainians continued singing carols in secret, praying for freedom. Reagan ended his broadcast with, quote, "I guess we all hope their prayer is answered," close quote. And indeed, their prayer was answered when communism fell in 1991. But what happened here is this sequence of events. Communism came in, and of course, the antithetical opposition to communism is Christianity, because Christianity, you know, Jesus says for freedom, you know, the book of Galatians says for freedom, Christ has set us free.
Mm-hmm.
He has set us free, and he sets us free from sin. He provides that internal freedom that also translates to external freedom. So Christianity is antithetical to communism. It's antithetical to these repressive regimes. And so what happens is when communism comes in, the competitor to communism, to totalitarianism, to the government, is Christianity, is God. And they have to modify it and remove it. So they can't do it right away because they'll cause a big pushback. So they do it gradually, like you said, the boiling the frog in the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
You have the original, now you rewrite it, then you rewrite it again, and before you know it, it has nothing to do with the original meaning.
You know, and communist regimes still suppress Christmas today. I mean, you have North Korea, where Christmas has been banned entirely for decades. The celebrations could lead to imprisonment, torture, or even execution. Many North Koreans have no idea about Jesus Christ, and underground Christians must celebrate in secret.
Yeah, you also have China. The Communist Party in China requires the complete subordination of religious groups to the state Marxist vision. Routinely, Christian churches have been demolished, and leaders are arrested. True Christians, you know, celebrating would have to be kept in secret. In public, Christmas is nothing more than a commercial shopping event. In Cuba, you know, Christmas was banned there as well from 1969 to 1997. Cuba's government wanted Cubans to celebrate secular revolutionary holidays. Fidel Castro reinstated Christmas after Pope John Paul II requested it when he visited Cuba. Today, even though Christmas is officially recognized, public religious expression does still remain subdued in many places due to its communist government.
And you know, you have Laos and Vietnam. In both countries, Christians are tagged and viewed as traitors to the regime, and they face potential violence and imprisonment. So you see, what we have here in America is priceless, and we must continue to protect it. And what's alarming is that you're seeing some of these communist politicians now coming into office. And that is quite troubling to me, because we cannot get in the position where we lose our religious freedom.
Yeah, according to a November 2025 survey, only 16% of Americans understand socialism. And, you know, this is very disturbing when you have, for example, the mayor-elect, Mamdani in New York, is a declared democratic socialist. And he's putting together his transition team of a bunch of radical individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And how much people are willing to now dabble in socialism and communism. This is a repressive regime. I saw someone on the street interviewing people, young person, who said, well, socialism gets a bad rap. You know, it's a good alternative to capitalism. And he was asked, well, what country would you point to that was successful with socialism?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, none of them have done very well. It's just because they haven't implemented it correctly. But, you know, here's the thing. Whether it's socialism, Marxism, communism, or just other kinds of atheism and secularism, that's why I think it's so important that we celebrate the real meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely. And people need to be educated. I mean, this Mamdani, he was elected by primarily young people that are from foreign countries, and their eyes are big and say, oh, the government is promising all these wonderful things, but they don't take the time to really research, like you said, and know what socialism, communism, Marxism is really all about.
Well, and as it relates to Christmas, that's why we launched nearly 25 years ago the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. That's why we launched the Naughty and Nice list with regards to retailers that celebrate Christmas while pretending it doesn't exist versus celebrating Christmas and acknowledging Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you see the history, and we've seen the history. You see the original song in Ukraine that was sung by Ukrainians before the Soviet Union took over, and it's certainly Christian. Then you have a rewrite, and you take out Christ. Then you have a rewrite, and you put in communism, Lenin. We've seen this happen with regards to public schools. We've seen Christmas songs censored with religious words removed. We've seen red and green prohibited because they're Christmas colors. We've seen that you can't greet one another with Merry Christmas. You can't give out Merry Christmas cards or Christmas cards. We've seen Christmas trees renamed holiday trees. and so forth and so on. And it goes on and on and on and on. And if you don't push back, what will ultimately happen is our Judeo-Christian foundation becomes eroded with this secularism that turns into Marxism and communism and suppression. So that's why it's so important this day as we celebrate Christmas. The real reason for the season is not all the commercial issues and not all the lights, but it is the real reason for the season, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. So we at Liberty Council want to wish you and your family a blessed and Merry Christmas as you celebrate the reason for the season, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.